We praise your name in this place. Yeah, God. Jesus in this place. Father God, you've been good to us, better than we've been to ourselves. So now, Lord, as we expound upon your word, make our hearts ready and prepared to respond in action to your word. John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that you may increase. And so, Lord, here we are. When I open up my mouth, Lord, you speak through me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Open up our ears that we may hear. Our hearts that we may receive. Open up our spirit so that your will, not our will, but your will be done in our lives. I want to be like David, Lord. I want to hide your word in my heart that I may not sin against thee. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Lord, I speak peace right now. Speak peace in our lives and in the lives of our family. Let peace abide even now in this place. Now, Lord, speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen. Can the church say amen again?
Amen.
Say it one more time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. For the next 25 minutes, the Lord's going to speak to us. Because I believe I have some folk in here who realize that they are free. There might have been a time when the enemy had you bound. But you realize you're free. Where you at? Where them folk at? Who realize you're free. I didn't say your life was perfect. I just said you realize you're free. So you no longer allow the enemy to hold you down or to back you up. Because you realize that Jesus said, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. You realize that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you realize that nothing can hold you or separate you from the love of God. I'm trying to help somebody. In the world we live in today, we still hear a lot of talk about freedom. Over 50 years after the shooting of Martin Luther King, we're still seeking freedom. Freedom is even in the language of the church. Jesus himself said, you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. Freedom is a word on everybody's lips. There's a different form of it, though, and many different people advocating it and campaigning for it. There is the African nationalist who has gained a euro for his country, which means freedom from colony rule. There's the economists who believe in free trade and lifting of the tariffs. There's the capitalists who dislike central control because they hinder free enterprise, and the communists who claims to set the common man free from capitalist exploitation. There are the famous four freedoms emancipated by President Roosevelt in 1941 when he spoke of freedom of speech everywhere, freedom of worship everywhere, freedom from want everywhere, and freedom from fear everywhere. He spoke these words. And even in our courts and congressional buildings today, the concept of freedom of speech, freedom to bear arms, and the free exercise of religion are being hammered out and redefined each and every day. However, freedom as defined by scripture has a much different meaning. When we talk about freedom as Christians, what do we mean? When we talk about freedom as being in Jesus Christ, what do it mean? Although we're free in Christ, we still live in the land. But when you're free, you know that I'm in the world. But I'm not of the world. When I'm free, I know that I got to deal with everyday living. But I also know that God said he'll keep me in perfect peace if I keep my mind stayed on him. Trying to help somebody. What do we mean? What do we mean? Galatians 5:1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Can I say that again? It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Look at somebody and say, take the yoke off. Tell them again, tell them, take the yoke off. See, you got to understand a yoke. Can I help you for a minute? Can I help you what he's trying? Do not let yourself, in other words, you. You control who you get yoked up with. Can I help somebody? Because here it say, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. But Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So I have a choice. Do I want to be yoked up with Jesus? Or do I want to be yoked up in sin and slavery? It's my choice. Look at somebody and tell them, you're going to be yoked up with somebody. You got to help understand. Come here, Deacon Dale. That a yoke is a device that puts and hooks together two oxen, two bulls, two rams, two dogs, two cats, two horses, two of anything, and it goes around one neck, and there's a link that goes around the other neck. Now, these two are hooked up together by a yoke. Somebody gonna lead.
Shut up, straight horn.
Somebody gonna follow. Hello. So the thing is, we have to decide who we gonna be hooked up with, because whoever we yoked up with, that's who gonna lead us around. Now, just forsaken to say, I'm the yoke of slavery, of sin. I'm hooked up with this brother. I'm gonna drag him wherever I want him to go. Hello, hello. If I go there, he come. Ain't nothing he can do about it.
Ain't do nothing about it.
Ain't nothing he can do about it. I got him. Ain't nothing he can do about it. Cause he yoked up with me. Amen. Amen. Now, if all of a sudden he says to himself, and the Bible said, when you come to yourself, I'm trying to help somebody. Cause see, can't nobody help him out of this yoked up situation but him. When you come to yourself and you understand that you no longer have to be yoked up to the slavery of sin, you understand that there's somebody named Jesus that you can be hooked up with. You did tell that old devil, not your language though. You tell that old devil, you got to go. I'm going to get me a new partner. His name is Jesus. And as soon as you say Jesus, the devil slides out the yoke. Jesus slides in the yoke. Now Jesus. But here's what I love about Jesus. Jesus ain't going to make you, shut up straight, make you do nothing. What's in your heart is what he going to feel. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Trying to help somebody. You better go home before I go somewhere else. Go on now. But the question still remains with us. But why has Jesus set us free? What good is it to be free if we don't know what we're freed to be? A few weeks ago, we asked everyone to turn in a list with what we need to be free from. We had 68. Oh man, that didn't come out as big as I thought it was. Amen. But anyway, there it is. We had 68 people to respond, identifying 56 areas of being freed from. No, not yet. Stay there. Stay there. All right. All right. And I told you to write on your pastor, I need to be free from. And that's in alphabetical order. And we got everything from anger to worry. And everything in between. Cigarettes, confusion, control, debt, financial bondage, amen, depression, disobedience, disorganization, doubt, drinking, drugs, emotional pain, everyday situation, evil, failure, family problems, fear of dying, giving up, not trying, greed, grief, hatred, hypocrisy, ignorance, impulsiveness, jealousy, judging others, loneliness, low self-esteem, lust, lying, depression, making wrong decisions, my past, myself, self-harm, patience, physical pain, pride, procrastination, rejection. Look at somebody and say, this is us. Tell them we're a mess. Amen, amen. Relationship problems, drama, negative people, schizophrenia, sickness, sin, habitual sin, social media, street life, stress, suicidal, surroundings, temptations, the devil, the fear of heights, indecisiveness, weakness, whoredoms, and worry. That ain't outside. That's in the church. I didn't ask people on the street to give me a list. We asked the church what we need to be free from. And we wonder why we ain't going nowhere too fast. Lord said, Strayhorn, you got work to do. But he said, it ain't going to be that hard. I'm going to make it real easy. Because he said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. Look at somebody and say, get ready to shout. So as we collected these 56 areas of being freed from, we noticed that the number one thing that people need to be free from was worry. Look at the statistics. Worry was number one on the list. Then doubt. I mean, is that doubt or debt? No, debt. Then anger. Then myself or self-harm. Then depression. Then doubt, fear, stress, sin, habitual sin, sickness, and relationship problems, drama, negative people. Those are the top 10. Here's what I've discovered. Everything on that list is in the Word of God. And everything on that list has been handled by Jesus. That's the good news. The fabulous news is we don't have to live like that. Because Jesus have already shown us the answer. What are you talking about, Strayhorn? Well, as we continue in this I Am Free series, we will be using materials by Dr. Calvin Blanford. In case you missed it. And by Dr. Jerry and Carol Robeson. This is the other book Dr. Lanford was talking about. Strong Man's His Name Was His Game. And these two books, within these two books, have all 56 of everything that was on that list and how to fix it with Jesus. It's right here. So I'm going to be preaching. This is my resource right here on how to do that. Now, we have to also understand that the things we need to be free from, I'm taking my time because I need to know this. The things we need to be free from are spiritual. And must be addressed by the Spirit. Can I say that again? Depression is a spirit. It's a spirit that must be dealt with by spirit. Not so much medication. Right. It will mask it. Yeah. It'll calm it down. Because it subdues you mentally. Yeah. Yeah. But it don't really free you from it. But if you really want to be free, look at somebody and tell them, you need Jesus. We have to clearly understand that the spirit of depression affects 1 out of 10 people. Hello. And they account for about half of the suicides in the United States. It's a real tragedy. 80% of all depression and bipolar illnesses is highly responsive to treatment, but it don't get rid of the problem. Right. It will treat, but not get rid of. Right. In depression, you have mood swings. diminished interest or pleasure, significant weight or loss gain, insomnia, abnormal restlessness, fatigue, feeling of worthlessness, diminished ability to think, reoccurring thoughts of death, and suicidal thoughts. Holy Scriptures tells us that the spirit of depression is a satanic spirit. Amen? Its origin is spiritual. The problem is depression. But he tells us here that the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon Jesus to anoint him to preach the good news to the poor, to set people free who have been bounded up by broken hearts, free and captive, and release them from the darkness of their prison. That's depression. We have to also understand that we have to raise some questions. If we do have it, we got to understand what is it. Right. Once you know what it is, now you can start treating. Right. When I know what it is, then I can start quoting scriptures that will defeat the spirit of depression. Yeah. Now I will take you to some scriptures that's going to help you when you quote. Because how many of you know when you start reading the word of God, it's like a prescription. Yeah. It's like medication. Because when you start feeding your spirit with spirit, your spirit man starts to rise up and take over. We'll start talking about things like the sovereign Lord will give us the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair. Amen. We'll start talking about how we clothe ourselves with the garment of praise. Amen. You can't quote scriptures and feel depressed at the same time. I'm trying to help. I told you I ain't going to do the hard work. The work already been done. I ain't doing the hard work. I'm just going to walk it through. I'm going to walk it through. Amen. Amen. You can't read God's word and be depressed at the same time. You can't recite God's word and be depressed at the same time. You can't recall God's word and be depressed at the same time. You can't remember God's word and be depressed at the same time. You can't study God's word and be depressed at the same time. You can't believe God's word and be depressed. You can't trust God's word and be depressed. You can't obey God and be depressed. You can't stand on his word and be depressed. Therefore, when you are, no. Before you feel the spirit of depression, clothe yourself with the word of God. Start saying stuff like the Lord is. The Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I? Start saying the Lord has given and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, who keep his mind stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will be with you in the sixth trouble, and in the seventh trouble I will in no wise forsake. You got to start speaking to your spirit the word of God. Tell somebody, I'm really going to get set free. However, Jesus shows us in our text that when we believe and abide in him, we are free to be three things: authentic disciples, free to be acquainted immediately with the truth, and intimately acquainted with the truth. I'm glad I got y'all help a brother. Amen. That's why I put it up there. Amen. So I don't mess it up. And free to be free. Amen. I can tell you now, I'm not going to finish. I'm not. Matter of fact, I'm going to stop right now. Amen. You just want me to say that piece one more time? Jesus shows us in our text that when we believe and abide in him, we are free to be an authentic disciple, free to be acquainted intimately with the truth, and free to be free. If I come back next week, if the Lord's will, that's where I'm going to start. I'm going to start right there on that slide. Next week, I'm going to pull that slide up. We're going to start right there. We're going to jump right in. Amen. Amen. But I want to just lay the groundwork for where we're headed. Amen. Because we got a lot of stuff to work through. I just scratched the surface of that depression. God don't want us to be depressed. And then when I go back and hit that number one thing that we need to be free from was worry. I'm only going to say this. What you worried about? When Jesus told us in the book of Matthew not to worry. It's that simple. What you worried about? Why are you worried about what you're going to eat? Why are you worried about what you're going to wear? Why are you worried about what's going to come tomorrow? Why are you worried about all these things? God knows what you need before you even ask. He said, but here's what you need to do. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things that you worried about will be added unto you. Look at somebody and say, stop worrying. See, we just killed the number one on the list. That's done. Stop worrying. That's done. And so as we work our way through, we're going to work our way through with what God has for us. Amen. Anybody ready for the journey? Amen. I'm ready for the journey. And so we praise God for all of you today. We're going to stop right there. Amen. And we're going to hit those three, hopefully by next week. And then we're going to jump into our list of what we need to be free from. So you need to be here. Call members who are not here and tell them if you turned in your list, you need to come.